A grand slam in the top of the ninth from Teddy Dieters helped Creighton to a 6-4 win over the Nebraska baseball team Tuesday night at Hawksfield Haymarket Park. The Blue Jays improved to 27-7 overall. The Huskers fell to 23-11. Husker head coach Will Bolt afterward.
Three runs shouldn't have to stand up, you know, on a night like tonight. And we've got to do more, you know, offensively to help those guys out. And I thought, you know, up until the very end of the game, I thought we did a nice job on the mound. And we just didn't finish.
Dieters also homered in the fourth for Creighton that gave the Jays at that point a 1-0 lead. Nebraska's back in action this weekend at Hawksfield Haymarket Park, hosting a 3-game series with Maryland that begins Friday night at 6:05. The Nebraska football team continues to work through spring practice this week. Head coach Matt Rhule talked to the media after practice Tuesday. He touched on the scrimmage that took place this past weekend.
The hard thing as the head coach is when you create a turnover, you're fired up for the defense, you're angry at the offense, and vice versa. So rarely are you really happy in a scrimmage. You give up a big play, great job offense, what are we doing on defense? So, you know, really it's more about the process of it. Like, are we on defense? Are we attacking the ball?
Wide receivers coach Garrett McGuire talked to the media as well. He responded to a comment Coach Rhule made regarding the receivers struggling with press coverage.
Yeah, you know, we're going to try to play on an edge. An edge is a side of a body, attack half a man kind of mentality. If you go right down someone's face, then you're doing what a DB wants to. We don't get a ton of press with our defense. You know, they're more catch coverage.
The spring game's coming up April 27th. Nebraska men's basketball news. 6'8 guard Gavin Griffiths is transferring to Nebraska from Rutgers after one season where he averaged close to 6 points a game. Griffiths will have 3 years of eligibility left. Meanwhile, former Husker guard Jamarcus Lawrence, who left after two seasons, has committed to continue his career at Rhode Island. That's according to a social media post. Lawrence will have 2 years of eligibility left. Former Husker and Olympian Jordan Larson has joined League One Volleyball's Pro League and will anchor the Omaha team along with fellow former Husker Justine Wong-Arontas. Larson's role at the University of Nebraska will stay unchanged for the upcoming collegiate season. She will still serve as an assistant coach on head coach John Cook's staff. Heartland Athletic Conference boys soccer on Tuesday. Lincoln East got a 1-0 win over Columbus in the gold division. And top-ranked Lincoln Southwest and Lincoln Pius at the 10th were scoreless when play was suspended in the first half Tuesday. That will resume at 9 this morning over at Seacrest Field. And in high school baseball Tuesday, Lincoln Northwest got a 3-2 win over Lincoln Lutheran. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.